From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Finalists for the Florida Farm Bureau's 2023 Achievement in Agriculture, Excellence in Agriculture, and Discussion Meet Awards will compete for the statewide title at the Florida Farm Bureau's annual meeting in Orlando next week. MorningAgClips.com reports the winner of each competition will advance to the national level. These awards honor young farmers and ranchers between the ages of 18 and 35 for their hard work, innovation, and ability to solve top agricultural challenges. Nine groups representing rural and agricultural interests wrote a letter to Congress in support of passing the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. The groups include the Independent Cattlemen's Association of Texas, the Latino Farmers and Ranchers International, the Livestock Marketing Association, the National Farmers Union, the National Grange, and others. The letter touts the reach of traditional AM radio broadcasts that carries a strong signal over significant distance, even during catastrophic weather events. CoBank says the combination of high interest rates and a strong U.S. dollar is beginning to take a disproportionate toll on rural industries like agriculture, forestry, and manufacturing. Most international transactions are still conducted in dollars, and a strong dollar makes U.S. exports more expensive and imports cheaper. CoBank's Knowledge Exchange says the disproportionality hurts the backbone of the rural economy.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.